een van die karamats is daar. And there are a lot of his family and friends also daar begrawe. But because it was not documented, we've lost it. The school said to us, okay, we will preserve the karamat. But the others, we don't know about, there's no proof. So they were building on these grounds. Because it was not documented. Then Imam Abdurrahman Bashir said to us, my dear brothers and sisters, it is important. This is a lesson for us. Everything must be documented. So we've got a beautiful story to tell. And I want to come to the point of the youth. You know, if we are not going to tell the story, the beautiful story to youth, we might lose our heritage. We might lose our youth. We might lose the vibrancy of Islam in this part of the world. Our duty is just to deliver the message. Sometimes worry ons was, gaan die kinders verstaan, gaan hulle aan. Children love to hear these beautiful things about their forefathers. That is the nature of youth. They've got a lot of energy. So we must make use of the youth. One of the days, my dear brothers and sisters, we are going to be gone. In 50 years, 60 years, most of us will be gone. And our children will be left over and left behind to carry on the flag of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers and sisters, this is not just another gathering. It's not a formality, the launching of a book and come together by Islamat Faisal. No, we must take note. You know, like Imam Moti said yesterday on the radio, die stormers het maar nou vrot gedoen. So hulle went back to the drawing board om te decide waar het ons nou verkeerd gegaan. Now we must also go to the drawing board and say, waar gaan ons se kinders? Hoekom hardloop ons se kinders so verkeerd? Hoekom is daar soveel jong mense in drug addicts en gangsterism? And this is such a lovely community. And that one of the answers to that is that almal van ons het 'n rol om te speel. Wa ta'awanu 'alal birri wat taqwa. Imagine Allah says to us, and Allah doesn't say this to some people in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, or in Kuwait, or somewhere in the world. Allah is saying to this ayah to each one of us, cooperate and help to attain goodness and morality and piety in your community. That's all of our responsibility. This deen is not about ana, I about you. This deen is about the ummah. This deen is about humanity. Imagine the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ cried, ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati, oh my creator, my ummah, my ummah. Just imagine the Nabi Muhammad says to us, Allah has given each and every Nabi a da'wa mustajaba, a dua. If that particular prophet makes that dua for his ummah, Allah will accept. Wa ana addakhartu. I, Rasulullah, says, I have asked Allah to keep that dua back for the day of Qiyamah so that I can intercede for each and every individual of my ummah so that they can go to Jannah. It's not about me. That is why Rasulullah is Habibullah, the most beloved of Allah. Why? Because of his love and concern for others. I'm going to conclude now. And I hope that you are going to remember this hadith of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is meant for you and for me. Rasulullah says, khayrun nas anfa'uhum linnas. Amma van ons wil die beste wees. Rasulullah said the hadith, the best of you are those who are the best for humanity, in the service of humanity. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this gathering here today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that so many people are going to benefit of the writings of Faisal Daris. We make dua for him, for his father, his mother, his whole family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him long life, inshallah, to continue with the good work. And as you know, my dear brothers and sisters, I always conclude, really, with the concluding words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much love for us and so much wanted all of us to enter Jannah. And his last words, he said, as-salah, as-salah. Please preserve your salah. Perform your 5 times salah. So that is what we need to do at any given opportunity as a bookkeeper, as a carpenter, as a dressmaker, as a housewife. Everybody, not only the imams and the sheikhs and maulana must speak about it. All of us must speak about the preservation of the salah, our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear sisters and brothers, if you are here today and you are still neglectful with the salah, make this day a memorable day, that you from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah, and you're going to be steadfast in salah. And not only you, but you are going to make sure that your children and all your grandchildren will make salah, inshallah. Once again, shukran for inviting me. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Shukran.
I would like just to put a comment there by Sheikh Gabriel's. You know, my father and mother, they are quite, you know, in their beautiful age. And sometimes they would say, when it's a rampies, you know, die tabbertje het gehang by die kas en die gebakkerij het aangegaan. And those are like oral traditions. And it was not recorded, so I didn't know about it. And I heard it from them, but in a few years time, you know, not now or tomorrow, they will not be there anymore. And where will that go if they didn't transverse orally? So it's good to record stuff, and especially in now probably on the internet, because the books also would go out of, will not be in modern anymore. So the next speaker began researching the history of Muslims in the Strand and obtained his master's degree at the University of the Western Cape in 2006. The title of this thesis was Islam in the Strand 1838 to 1938. He received the Senior Lifelong Learning Award from the university in 2009 and the Western Cape Provincial Arts and Culture Award in the Heritage category. Having published several books on the subject Islam Roots in the Western Cape, the most recent being The Strand Muslim Community, 1822 to 1966, Mr. Ibrahim Rueda.